Does sweet sugar maple sour up? There is no question, North Americans love maple trees. Although we don't have as many as the continent of Asia, we sure have a good share with some 12 varieties available. Plus, the sugar maple tree is the official tree of New York State. Maple is a very popular hardwood for wood-fired cooking, especially hot smoking. We are blessed at Smokealicious to have in our harvest sweet sugar maple hardwood. This extremely versatile wood can be used to smoke everything from eggs to brisket. It is a very even-tempered wood, so it works with spicy rubs as well as fruity sauces. Higher sugar level. Maple's popularity is due to its sweet flavor, which seems to infuse so easily in foods like chicken and pork. But sugar maple is not the only variety of maple hardwood available in the USA. Silver maple, red maple, and box elder are other varieties that can be found. Given that sugar maple has approximately 2% higher sugar concentration than other varieties, it is the perfect choice for your wood-fired cooking event. Just don't forget to include other foods on your grill or smoker, like fruits, vegetables, and even desserts. The centipede of hardwood. One caution regarding sugar maple is the color change that can be seen with the wood when seasonal changes occur. Depending on when the wood is harvested, it generally has a light tan appearance, but can be as light as blonde coloring. This wood will naturally change color to a darker brown or even light gray. Why such a drastic change in color even when you keep the wood out of light? Well, lighting has no effect on this wood, though sunlight can result in sunburn to the outer layers, turning it gray. What changes the internal wood coloring is the molecular makeup of sugar maple. This tree is designed to produce maple syrup. Since it is one of the most popular trees to tap for the maple syrup producing sap, it also undergoes some changes both pre-sap and post-sap production. So, when you purchase the wonderfully sweet sugar maple hardwood and see that it has gone dark on you, whatever you do, don't throw it away. Continue to enjoy its wonderful flavoring. Just think of it as wood that has gone on vacation and come back with a deep dark tan. Did you like this blog? If so, then share it.